Welcome. Episode 5. Slow jam with Hester.
Zico.
Downtown he talking about.
05.
We got Spangler, Branch.
Yep.
Max.
Sup.
And Hester.
Man, you do that with Rebecca too.
Well, being you, slow.
No, quick to the punch. Sometimes you just gotta let some stuff simmer, man. Let me get my stuff in.
Okay, go ahead.
Nah, you ruined it.
Couldn't get it right.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Couldn't get it right.
So we're coming to you again on an early.
Again.
Early.
Really early.
Wednesday morning. Sitting high atop on the 86th floor of the towers downtown, overlooking the city.
Man.
I got a great view I'm staring at right now.
I understand that. Boy, ain't nobody out moving early this morning.
It's foggy out, man. It's foggy.
A couple quick thank yous. We had a record number of listeners to this episode.
Yeah, boy, somebody
paying attention. He's over there stuffing his face full of hard-boiled eggs,
early
man.
Early in the morning, too, man.
We appreciate everybody listening.
Most definitely. Thank you.
I got a challenge for everybody. I think we ended up with 69 listeners. That's
69.
Branch said he liked that number.
We don't know what that really means. But,
he must not ever experience that, but... got a challenge to everybody is that's a great number and all, but we want to be like up in the hundreds and stuff. I mean, that'd be nice, the thousands, but
challenge
everybody listening, get 5 of your friends to listen.
Yes, please do.
That'd be awesome. Shout out to everybody. I told these guys last week, the cool thing about Anchor is you can see your analytics and see where people listening from. We got people listening from France.
Outstanding.
The Bahamas.
That's pretty amazing.
That's really
and
good.
Tanzania.
Tanzania. Get that.
Can you believe that?
I don't even know where is that. Do you know?
Africa, I think.
It's out there, okay? Most definitely.
I was so, even heard of it.
Shout out to all you people that are listening to us. Bonjour. good morning, Mon.
Yeah.
And Hester, what's what they say in Tanzania?
Sound like I'm from Australia there, Mike, somewhere in that area, maybe.
That's Australia, not Tanzania.
Anyways, hey, tell us how, give me a little section of chocolate over there.
Oh, here we go.
We gotta talk about real quick. We're gonna talk about how you and your boys trip, because you know Chris went with you.
Yeah, he was with me, man.
Out to Queens, New York.
Downtown we were.
To you had a job interview at McDowell's restaurant.
Yeah, I did. Yes, indeed.
Here we go.
What, was this you?
Yeah.
Are you guys are related? I know it.
How are we related? So, that's the thing. I don't know.
We're all related, but in what way?
Who's this singing right here?
Man, this is old Eddie Murphy all day.
Right, but what's the
some of the good stuff, right?
Sexual chocolate. Man, you believe that? Sexual chocolate.
That's the band name. That's his real name.
Yeah, it is. To what now?
What's his character's name?
The character's name is, did I get a brain fart all of a sudden?
Yes! What's the preacher say?
Oh, you talking about Randall Watson. Man, it took a minute to get that all out there, right?
There's a reason we call this Slow Jams with this. Tell us about your job world's smallest fry guy.
Well, I tell you what. Listen, me and my son, we got down there, right? First, it was, hey, I'm going to have to bring this out, Chris. First, it was some confusion on where we supposed to have been sleeping, okay? You know what I'm saying? After we got the sleeping arrangement squared away, the hotel, they only had us registered for just one room. We supposed to have doubles, right? But anyway, after all that, I ended up showing up. I got to... mess around and go ahead and meet Mr. McDowell, okay? So he gave me my work schedule and everything, and my schedule was from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yeah. And I, of all things, they wanted to start me on fries.
That's what you went and interviewed for.
Listen, right, for fries. But listen, okay, my first 3 days in was outstanding. He saw that, you know, my accomplishments was all good. I was always on time with all my orders. You know, if you got an order, French fries, a large order, small order, medium order, I had it right there at the counter for you. So he was really impressed with that. So what he said, he's like, Nate, I'm going to do something else with you now. We're going to go ahead and move you from fries to making sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Now, mind you, I had to look up on this board. They placed the order, and then I had to read the order back to myself to make sure I'm making the sandwich right. The first couple of sandwiches got jacked up, okay? Some of those people was talking too fast. You know, a woman asked for a triple cheese with everything, because you know,
she got three slices of cheese.
She brought it back and asked where the meat was. I got all stirred up on that. But other than that, after a couple of times, you know, hey, everything worked out good, you know.
Yeah.
Chris was on time picking me up from work.
Right.
Of course, he came in begging to ask for a doggone Frosty.
Right.
Okay. You know, they figured, you know, I can't be passing out no free food on my first week of work, right?
So McDowell's sells Frosties.
Mr. McDowell caught me giving Chris a Frosty, man. Yeah, he got pretty upset about it. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm going to eat, you know. It ain't nothing but, you know, tax dollars, right?
Frosties are at Wendy's, though.
They are at Wendy's.
You were at McDowell's.
McDowell's take EBT.
Listen. What they take is change. They take change. Right. So when you come in there, you had to have $13.23. You had to have that 23 cents, right?
Right.
Because if you didn't have the 23 cents, if there's any change,
whatever, Lord, no, we all know you have 23 cents. With your change purse.
I do believe I've been asked for some change quite a few times when we go out to do things, don't we?
Oh yeah.
So
who didn't ask me? What you didn't ask me for, Brand? You didn't ask for 15 cents.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
Yeah, I am too.
Glad you made a special appearance.
Yes,
sir. On behalf of the show.
Yeah, me and Chris. I appreciate that. You being with me on that too, son.
This week, it's going to be unbelievable. Thank you. For where you're going to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, because we are going to put all of your talents to work.
We're going to max you out.
Right here.
Whoa, seriously?
You're going to max out.
Yes.
Oh, serious?
Good stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing this. I'm quite sure I can accomplish this.
We will be right back with the rest of episode 5. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening.
All day.
He cried.
That is the key.
Welcome back, Slow Jazz with Hester, episode 5.
Hey, what's out there?
Kicking things off. Let's get ready to go. See what old Hess has in line for us today.
Hey, all right.
What we got?
I got you, Spankin'. I'm coming to you. Radio station W1010 SJWH. We're talking about Slow Jams with Hester.
I'm glad you got it right today.
I'm going to tell you something out there, radio stands. I had to come to you real strong because I believe last week I had my boy Spanky. He wanted to come through and blast me out with the introduction. But this time, I had to be on point today. But listen, come correct me all day today. Let's talk about being on time today. Max, what do you think about that, right? See, I got 2 gigs I got to give out. I got to give it out. All responsibility and all
that. Passing the gigs.
Our line of work and the responsibility, we have to be on time, okay? So apparently we have made the discussions about, hey, we're going to go ahead and break out with episode 5. We're going to, 6 o'clock.
Right.
Okay. I'm getting a phone call 5 after 6 talking about I'm on my way. Ooh. Max, who was that? And then had the nerve to tell me I don't answer my phone?
Somebody called.
Somebody did call.
Right?
I had to give it a spank.
Okay.
Hey. But hands out the spank.
Who did the phone?
I don't know what the hell happened to Branch.
Wait, hold on.
He gonna walk
first
in here.
First of all,
quarter after six.
First of all,
he didn't get a kitchen pass.
No, it's not about the kitchen pass. It's about
you two knuckleheads decided on the music for the first 15 minutes.
Oh.
So I'm about to show up.
It is true.
All right.
So me and Branch are getting a gig, right?
Okay, let's put that gig down there, okay? I already beat you to it.
Branch got seven.
Boy.
Well, you added three on there for
that sounds like
I, being the boss, I'm going to give out my own gig to the man, the myth, the legend, Nate Hester, because you never answer your damn phone.
I do believe But hey, explain this to me. There is no need to be calling when you're not going to be on time. You understand what I'm saying?
The fact of the matter is I woke up late.
Hey, where was I at, Max, when that phone rang? Came around the corner. What
you
say?
Yeah, you might have been out of the room for a minute.
Just Daniel just called. I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's after 6 o'clock, so what he calling for?
What did I say?
Dude, because he's running behind schedule.
All I know is when I walked in the room, y'all was still deciding on what music to play.
That is true, and it does take, see, the other, everybody out there doesn't even know this, but your nickname around here is Beyonce.
Oh, she's about to go there now, Beyonce.
What's up, babe? Okay.
Because it, it takes you 47 minutes to get dressed.
Oh, boy.
So I'm sure it took you at least a half an hour to put that J5 wig on.
Oh, man. Okay, well, listen, I can elaborate with that a little bit. It does take me a little bit. I do need a little bit of assistance putting that vest on when it's time for
us to step out. Train. QRT.
Yeah, I was QRT.
QRT.
Okay. Yeah. What about you?
There's a thing called quick.
He always says he's got to get that vest tight so he can do what? What's he say?
Whoa, so I can take off.
So you can take off. I ain't seen you run 3 steps since you've been here.
Man. Hopefully that don't occur, but you know.
Where are we going with this, man? What are we doing?
Well, I'll tell you what.
You got y'all off of square?
You didn't step off on my square, but listen, we're going to creep off into some scandalous. You know what I'm saying? There's some things going around, and, you know.
Yeah.
Some things happen, and when they do happen,
it always goes, right?
But listen, there's this one thing, too, I want to step into before we go scandalous. Colors.
Oh, we're doing that.
Boy, okay. My DJ.
Here we go.
I say, man, here.
See?
Boy.
Talk about never Prince 15 minutes late, and they still not together.
All day. I'm bringing this to our attention here because a week or two ago, Branch and I had this discussion on street knowledge all day. I'm the impression that he thinks he knows more than slow jams with Hester when it comes to the streets.
That is not what I said.
What is
Branch ain't lived on the avenue now. Yeah,
he sure ain't, man. He don't know nothing about the avenue.
I said I know about the up-to-date streets.
He don't know anything.
Those streets is back from what? 55 to 65?
Listen. Hey, the closest thing Branch ever deal with when it comes to street knowledge will be Sesame Street. Big Bird, okay. What's those boys' name? Count Blockula. Blockula. What was Bert's name? What was his partner's
Bert
name?
Bert Ernie.
Oh, Bert Ernie. When did Sesame Street come out?
All the old timers are not in the streets anymore.
Yes, yeah, they are. The old ways is coming back. This J5 I got on right here. You gonna tell me you ain't seen nobody looking like this?
No,
come on, I see it.
I'm like,
hey, are y'all this side of VP? Any places accepting an EBT card, you gonna see somebody come in here looking just like me. Talk about, let me get 2 packs of Coons and a bag of potato chips, and give me one of the most snicker candy bars over there.
Selling singles.
What's that? What kind of singles?
Singles.
single song.
Oh my God, come on.
Oh, Street Knowledge. Come on, man. Street Knowledge.
I didn't hear what he said over there.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, man. From 50, so it's loosely.
Loosely. Stacks. You got any wetbacks? They call it all. Whatever.
I'm not discrediting your knowledge. I'm just saying that times has changed from your days in the streets.
Okay, I got you.
That's all I was saying.
Yeah, I feel it.
And you shut it down.
No, I didn't get shut down. You can't understand it, right?
Shut down. You come strong with the colors. Get ready to break one off in him.
He's serious, man.
He just shut you down.
He did shut me down. Are you finished playing?
I'm done, man.
So you understand the red and the blue, right?
Yes, I understand.
Okay,
that.
Those two colors are what called what? What do you mean? What colors are the red and the blue? What are they called?
Red and blue.
College. Street knowledge. That's what we're going to go with. Street knowledge. We really don't want to put that same word out there on what the colors actually really mean.
You know those colors don't mean nothing either.
They really don't, really. That's why there's a white flag just flying over everything. Peace. Can we all just get along?
Can we all just get along?
All day. You hear what I said, Spanky? Say it again. Can we all? Hey, Max, you hear that over there?
Yes.
Okay, let's get ready to blend off into something else since we did already.
Go back to Scandalous?
Was it Scandalous?
Yes. Yes, sir. We're going to go with that Scandalous.
Okay, I'm going to talk to y'all out there while y'all listening. There's a lot of things that be going on. You know,
transition right
now. You got me every now and then.
See those spandex you came in this morning with? Oh, that's why he's breathing. Yeah, he came out like, hey, man. Okay, what you got on? You came back from working? I'm like, hey, what is
this? I've seen him because he hasn't stood up.
You've been sitting down. You'll see when he's standing up, man. Okay, you talking about up by the chest and neck? Talk about me. Can't see his nipples or nothing whatsoever. What you say there, Max? Hey. Yeah, listen, like, we talking about scandals. Anyway, we all deal with society in the workplace. We just deal with people, period. Right?
We deal with society in the workplace.
All day. You know,
our workplace, we kind of do.
Yeah, there's some good people. There's some people that are confused, and then there's people that just straight up scandalous. I mean, when he talking about Spanky, I'm talking about scandalous. I mean, I'm talking about things that don't normally occur like they should. I'll say, for instance, something would happen, right? But then that situation is taken to another level.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Anyway, but listen,
oh, that's a scandalous.
So I'm a young one, but what came out first? This
or Cutalove.
All right, it's
both by the same person, you know.
Arden?
Yeah, we're coming. Yeah, that's old Zap Rogers.
Zap and Rogers. That's two people.
They both brothers, so it's all this, you know, how you want to call it. Yeah, you know, rest their souls, and both of them ain't here no more anyway. You know, but other than that, that's a serious song. Scandalous. For those out there that got a conscience, Scandalous will get you every time. I ain't stuttering on that one. What do you think, Frank? You feel me on that? What about Brent? You feel me on that?
Hey,
Max, what about you, man?
Did you feel scandalous the other week when you was peeping on peeping on them legs?
Oh man. Yeah, I got caught off on that. I was creeping. I was showing something. I was creeping the wrong way. Okay, I was creeping all wrong on that one. Cause we gonna bring that subject up again. Yeah, that was I had to stand myself down on that one. I'm like, oh boy. And then you said,
"Wait, what would you call that kind of scandalous?"
Then you look there and say, "Hey, well, did you see the name below it?" Oh, Lord.
It's kind of scandalous to creep on your own daughter's legs. Speaking of that, though, we just want to, me, Branch, and Max, want to give a shout out to Sherelle.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Keep on posting.
Take care of your feet.
Boy,
take care of those feet.
There you go, girl. I told you. I'm going to get some duct tape so he can't see nothing. Tape them up. Just tape it all up. Period. Creep.
What are we moving on into?
Hey, I tell you, we're going to creep. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to throw out that disclosure.
Oh,
yeah. I think we're going to Yes. Hey, did we go with that instrumental?
I think congratulations is the order, though. I seen something yesterday on Facebook.
What did you see? Congrats, man. Congrats,
oh, congrats,
man.
Yes.
What's that?
You got married.
Congratulations.
You know, you need to fix that today. Oh, yes, you do. Listen, when you explained that, you made it sound like, do you want me to put you in as a married man?
No.
You made it sound like I just got married, so my phone blew up on Facebook. Congratulations, congratulations. Here it is. I've been with the same woman. I'm going to call somebody.
I said, do you want me to put the union you got married? He said, nah. So I left it, and that's the result.
You're going to have to change that, man. That's me. Okay. And I was late. I'm going to tell you that now.
I said, what's his name?
Hey, listen, I seen that comment.
Man.
What's his name, boy? Like I'm walking with a heart ankle or something.
Oh, Pester down on Mass Ave with a heart ankle getting married.
I'm like, man, what's going on here, man? Lord. Oh, I want my bread machine back. Man.
It really didn't happen.
You got me good. Okay, you get rid of the wedding music now, man.
I want to go back to you.
All the way over.
Give
okay.
A full disclosure.
Look, man. You twisted everything. There you go right there. But then that ain't well, you doing good today, man. Shit. What, you get a raise or something? You know, it's just like, hey, come in today straight up strong and everything. All I know it is, it's some pants you got on, man. But listen to this, y'all. Listen. You got to be smooth when you can do that. That's a serious cut. Anybody out there understand disclosure? It's a good thing, especially when it's all instrumental. Here we go, Spank. Yay. Grant.
J5, Bob.
Feeling it all day. Max.
Feeling it.
Over there with the green pants. Spandex. What says spandex? Grant says spandex.
Spandex.
Hit it one time, Spanky. Hey.
Band to the decks.
Now, turn your head around, Meatloaf. See what happens from there. There you go. Oh, back of the head. There we go.
Got some ketchup over there, Brad.
You put ketchup on your meatloaf, man?
And brown sugar.
Oh, man.
Come on. How do you make your
brown sugar in the ketchup?
How do you make your meatloaf, Brad? I'll be on the subject of meatloaf now, man.
Nah,
I just asked y'all to make your meatloaf.
Either man with or I make my sauce.
Who you make it with, though? Hit it.
You all want today, huh?
Downtown, man. I just feel good. I feel good today. Don't y'all feel good, man? I mean, we all together again and everything. Our audience is out there. Come on, Frank. You got quiet on me.
I'm just wondering what we're doing with this song.
This is your song, brother. I think it's just like the beat.
It's that beat that's going.
Disclosure. That's brought to you by.
Start videotaping me in the video by and everything.
Silence.
Okay, we're going to get ready to pull off into something else, man.
Pre-show, you had all these words about how you used to blow. Go off
is
up, man.
Yeah, I'm working on it. You don't think so, seriously?
Wow, man.
Nah, come on, man. We gotta do better than that.
You're over here moving an awful lot, man.
Hey, man, because I'm just speed up. You know, I've had a bunch of candy this morning, too.
Getting your exercises.
Oh, getting them in. Like, what with Max, spandex, and soul jam with Hester.
What kind of exercises do you think he's getting in, Max?
Man, some jumping jacks, push-ups. What, man?
So what we gonna go with? Eagle exercise.
We're getting your eagle exercise.
Getting your eagles on.
Yeah, let's talk about the eagle then.
So what's an eagle exercise?
Eagle?
Yes.
My opinion?
It's not an opinion. It's what are
we? Yeah.
Woo!
What were we talking about when you said they were the eagle exercise?
Eagle. You gotta refresh my memory, man. Remember, this is why it's called slow.
What kind of exercises were you told to do when you were going to get ready to get your surgery?
Oh. Oh, man. Listen, we want to talk about squeeze and tuck. That's what we're going to talk about there, man.
Normally called Kegel exercises. Oh.
Yeah.
But in the world of Hester.
Yeah, what is it?
Eagle.
There's something about clenching a sphincter or
yeah.
Something like that.
The fever muscle. Is that what you're saying?
Huh? Yeah. Whatever your doctor told you.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Or the squeeze, hold count for 15 seconds, then release.
But you call that the
eagle.
Eagle exercise.
Eagle exercise, man. That's indeed. Okay, where you slip through over there? Where is it, man?
This is Iron Eagle, man.
Is that it? Who's that by?
I don't know.
You don't know who sings it?
You never seen the movie Iron Eagle?
No, I seen Top Gun, but I ain't seen Iron Eagle.
He's doing his eagle exercise.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I got you on that one, man.
So we'll go back to your
school. Yeah, that's a good little spin on out of that, man. That's what he's talking about on that anyway, from the get-go.
So Hester's word for the show is eagle.
Yes.
Commonly known as Kegel, but in Hester's world, it's known as eagle.
It's the eagle exercise.
The eagle exercise.
And hey, and everyone
all you ladies out there will understand what the eagle exercises are. I'm kind of wondering why.
You go out and get on Twitter and
your doctor told you to do
it. Let's send him some eagle exercises.
Yeah, okay.
You got something that you're not telling us you got?
No, nothing like that in that category, but that's just something I'm gonna have to do here somewhere in the near future. All right, but other than that, with that said and done,
what are you looking at over here?
Oh man, you passed up a 6 and 8 J5s or whatever. What we got here? Well, come on, what's up, Spanky?
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? On Slow Jazz with Hester, episode 5.
Yeah, make sure y'all continue too when we come back with this reel with the quickness.
Adios.
Right, peace.
Peace out.
Turn off the TV to a. Okay, here we go. Back here with your live radio station here coming to you. W1010SJWH coming with you, the OJs. Hey, I'm going to talk to you real quick here. Oh, Hester coming to you. We're talking about the OJs called Stand Up, okay? And when I talk about Stand Up, these lyrics in this song here is talking about a situation and dealing with life just in general. So I'm going to bring it to you like this, man.
I'm bringing it.
Stand Up.
You ain't brought it yet.
Yeah, I'm bringing it. Hey, just like when he be talking about the backstabbers for the love of money. Listen to him, and from above the law. But this is a new jam right here, though. Show love. Okay, here we go, friends. Listen to me. Hey, clap your hands for something.
You always do that when you ain't got nothing. You ever notice that?
You gotta be in the mood for that.
You ever notice that?
Oh, it just starts like
Hester draws a blank and it's like everybody clap your hands.
That's what he does sometimes, man. Listen, all the time, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm saying it to you, man. There's a wood out there, Max. You gonna do what, Max? You gonna stand up and get off this straw over there?
I'm gonna try to like creep up.
You gonna creep?
I'm calling. I creep up. Don't stand up.
Okay, I hear you.
I stand up a lot of times.
Boy, I tell you what.
I'm very confused about what I stand up for.
Speaking about standing up, yeah. Right? Standing up, being honest.
Being honest.
All right. Okay, standing up.
So I get a phone call last night.
Whoa.
From my girl, right? My girl called me.
First day?
She's like, Hester gives me Facebook.
Oh, here we go.
I said, yeah. I said, yeah, you got a new Facebook.
Yeah.
She goes, why do you get a new Facebook? I said, well, you got a new phone.
Okay. Right. So did.
Hester.
Rebecca.
Rebecca. The only two people I know that go to the state fair
I see where this is going right
and get suckered in.
Oh, sweetie. Hey, hold on.
To get new phones. And not only get new phones, but Sprint suckered you away from Verizon.
So did, man.
And you spend 3 days with no phone service.
No communication, man. No.
What did you say? They saw what? What did you say?
They seen saw, two suckers coming down the sidewalk all day. Yeah, I have to call it out, sweetie. I'm sorry. We were two lollipops holding hands, and they swindled us over to their way and got to talking about these prices and everything that sound good. And then you and I spent that whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with no communication. Forever minds, he gonna come with me.
So
that's a nice blend in, man. So, I like it, man.
Street knowledge.
Street knowledge. Yeah, street knowledge.
Okay. Street knowledge. Well, we did not have it that day. Boy.
So you get suckered into getting new phones.
Yes, indeed.
You got no service.
No service.
You got now, a nice phone?
Just yeah, like everything else with you, you cannot remember your password to nothing.
No, sure can't. That's a right? big issue with me. Yes.
So you know you can't remember your password to Facebook.
That's it.
So Branch
right.
has to set you up.
There you go.
With a new Facebook.
He did. He did that and listen, and while he was doing it, he asked me a question, are you married?
I didn't know you did. I don't know what you did, but everybody now is sending me emails, sending me Facebook things talking about
congratulations.
Right, but we already talked about that.
Yeah.
But my problem is, once again, I talked to my girl, right? She said, hey. She said, I got a Facebook message from Hester.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, okay. She goes, yeah, wants to know, make sure that I add him onto his new Facebook thing. And then at the end of it, at the end of this message that you sent my girl,
he says, fish.
Oh, you said man, that you man. Wanted to go on a fishing date with her.
I don't understand.
Like, you're married, right?
Yes, I am.
And you got your girl.
Yeah, I do.
How long have you been married?
40 some odd years.
I just don't understand why you keep creeping on my girl.
This is
episode 5, right?
Let me explain.
At least in four of these episodes, we've had to have a discussion about boundaries.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen, when that message went out,
there you go.
It was the post. When that message went out, it was supposed to have just been me discussing with everybody. I lost my information, so if you're checking your messages and finding out, I'm needing you to refriend me because I lost everything. Help me out here, Brad.
But it has nothing to do with you wanting to take my girl on a fishing date.
Everybody got that same message, and they kept asking.
I didn't get that message.
What do you mean?
I want to go fishing.
Everybody got that message because it went out to everybody. Because after I read it backwards, I'm like, sweetie, you didn't cut out this last part. I'm going to tell you how that message came.
Oh, hang on now. So now.
So now
what you're saying is you're blaming Rebecca.
Well, I can't blame her.
Well, that's what you just said.
I'm the one.
You just said, sweetie, you forgot to take out the last part of this message. So you're blaming Rebecca.
No, I'll take the weight.
But that's not what you just said.
Yeah, I did say I was blaming her, didn't I?
You did say you blamed Rebecca. Now, go back to the fair. Since you're blaming Rebecca, and I'm sure that she ain't going to be very happy about you blaming her to our worldwide audience. And I can say worldwide audience.
Worldwide.
Right? Tanzania.
When you guys were at the fair.
France.
Right?
Gone.
When you guys were at the fair.
Yes.
You guys got on the little tram.
Oh, yeah.
That takes you around the fair, right?
Sure did. The shadow bus.
Oh, you gonna bring that up?
So you got over. To the other side, right?
Hey, man,
you what they do?
Yeah, backstabbers. Here we go.
What they do?
Here we go, boy. They told us to get on.
Right.
Yeah, they did. So we just paid our money.
So you're on the complete opposite side of the fair, right?
Exactly. And here it comes, sweetie. Sorry. I'm going to say I'm sorry now.
So you,
go ahead, Frank.
You told me that Rebecca said, Nate, why don't we go this way to the right? And you said, let's go to the left. It's shorter.
Oh, yeah.
When in fact, me and you looked at a map.
Sure did.
And you walked 3/4 of that track all the way around going your way.
Sweetie, you was right.
So, and you said Rebecca wasn't real happy.
So, yeah, you know, well, you know how a man gets, he don't want to get no direction, right?
Right,
yeah,
so Rebecca, Nate made you walk about 4 miles out of your way and got you hung up with new phones. Hey, that's when you caught the new phones, isn't it?
Woo, yeah, man.
Is that when you got the new phones?
Well, we was in that area.
When you was walking around?
Exactly. Nah.
So, back?
We got the new phone when we first got there because there was a big barn. As soon as you come to the main entrance, she said, hey, honey, let's go in there. Well, we had to go in there because that's where they had the scratch off.
So now getting new phones is Rebecca's fault, too.
No, we both in on that.
Because you said, hey, she said, hey, honey, let's go in there.
Hey, we holding hands on this one, sweetie. Yes, indeed.
It's a Rebecca's fault segment. brought to you by Mate Hester.
I think we need to sending somebody your what?
Oh, man.
You're going to listen to this?
Yeah.
And you're going to have to do what?
No, shit.
I guess you have to drop the Hiroshima.
Oh, man.
I'm going to help you out.
Yeah, go ahead, man. You're going to help me.
I'm going to help you out, brother.
Okay, go be there, man.
Here we go.
We'll all be flowing, too.
Y'all going to be there.
You're going to need to send some of her this.
Yeah. Rebecca going to be there when you get home.
I'm sending you my love now, man. Get it out of the way.
Help me out.
Where are we at?
So everybody listening out there, we going with your journey. Steve Perry.
Because it was a journey around the
state fairground. It sure was a big journey around the state fairground. I'm going to tell you, right? Hey, Steve is helping me out.
With the journey.
She said she's doing fine, though, right? Did y'all hear those words? And this is what she told me again. I'll recall the phone, Frankie. Okay, yep.
You just hugged you on the ground there, man.
Whoa, I dealt with him. Yeah, he's my partner, though. But that's what we do, right? Downtown.
It was like, after we talked, it was like, what did we say that? It was like, do not tell Rebecca to what.
Yeah.
It's so for that, you took the wrong way.
You weren't supposed to find out about that.
That's why he said, be careful.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's always a price to pay when you hand out those gigs.
Man, I gotta remember that word in there, Frank.
There's always a price.
He did say it, didn't he?
Girl, nothing's for free.
See, scandals is out of the question right
now. No such thing as a free lunch.
Man.
Go.
Hey, man, listen to it. Here we go. Hey, sweetie.
I'm still waiting. You gonna send it one of these days?
What you gonna do? I'm gonna do what? I'm gonna do what now?
Huh? I thought you were gonna send her some love.
I'm sending it to her right now.
I'm your
again. Yeah. You needed so much more. So much more to what? To give friends? Give. Yeah, it is.
You got this on your playlist, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. It's good music, man. Broken hearts came on with me. So I'm sending this to you now, Rebecca.
Please.
Thanks for making that walk with me. Even in the opposite direction. Thanks for spanking. I mean, who else you know is going to pull up a map and say, wait a minute, man. Let's analyze this. Okay. Here is D and R. Okay. And this is where you at. And here's the main gate. So what is the shortest distance between two lines?
Not a straight one.
Huh? No, it wasn't a straight one on this
one. The shortest distance between two lines.
I said,
is that a point?
Hey, what?
It makes a circle.
How does that work?
Slow.
That kind of reminds me of the other day when sitting there.
Shortest distance.
Man. Yeah, I don't know, what is that?
It just sounds good, right?
I sit there getting ready for practice, right? I was putting my contacts in, and I had my glasses on, and you kind of looked in the office there, and you said, dang, Frank, you go,
what are you doing?
Yeah. You got your glasses on. He goes, you look kind of perspicuous. I said, perspicuous? What the hell is perspicuous?
Yeah, I don't think that word came out right.
I said, you mean promiscuous?
Promiscuous.
He goes, yeah, man. I'm like, so you're calling me a whore?
Straight up. Like, oh, washed the street walking.
Yeah.
Night crawl.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean that at all, buddy.
Get your pip slapped, ho.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I mean, what's up with that? He's just putting his glasses on.
It's because I got glasses on.
The word.
I got contacts.
Let's look at the good side.
So he goes, no, nah, man.
No.
He goes, no, man, that's not what I mean. He goes, you look smart. You look, I said, you mean distinguished?
Distinguished, yeah.
He goes, yeah.
That's what we're looking for. What opposite side of the spectrum there?
Right? Not only did you
promiscuous.
Not only did you not say promiscuous correctly.
Perficuous.
Oh, man. Distinguished means nothing. Like,
I thought you were fooling me. I'm like, I've never heard of promiscuous.
Let me type this in. I've never heard that word before.
So that's where the A.
Frank Googled it.
So Urban Dictionary.
So that's why he said, let's put the ABCs up on the board. Huh?
Oh, the Jacks. Yeah, we're going to play Jacks. All right,
ABC. Six. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, we're going to roll off into it. Oh, that makes you a good slow jam going here. That you haven't done a slow jam one yet.
You ready to go some inner city?
Yeah, let's do that.
You got 47 songs on this piece.
Let's do the inner city blues, man.
Yeah, one of them you can slow jam.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to break it down to here.
Uh-oh.
Here we go right here. Hey, now, if you want to dig deep, this right here is going to go to an old friend of mine out there. He knows who I'm talking about because he and I both spent some time on the avenue, which is 10th Street. He had a business in that area, right? So, this sound is coming out to you there, if you feel what I'm talking about. So, when you think about it, we do what now? How long do we do this? Who takes it? All day. This man's been throwing both of my hands. So, just say back in the day, when I was a kid, running up and down in that area, whatever. I figure I'll pick these few words right here. See if I pick the right words right now. Spanky, we're gonna reminisce a little bit about my past. Do I get a point on that one? No change. What's he talking about here? Finance. Okay, what's build up? What is it? Sky high. And where they sending that man to? Send him where? To we'll do what, Max? Make you want to spanky what? And do what, spanky? Holler all day long, he cried. There we go. I figured this word right here. I was slacking a little bit on my part, right? Slow jazz with Hester, but I'm going to bring it too strong on this one right here. Max, I'm going to tell you this. I'm quite sure we all can blend in on this one. So, Branch, you always to my right, Spanky to my left, right?
I'm to your right.
Branch is to your left.
Where's Max at? In the middle?
Right in the middle.
Right across the street? Okay.
Right across the street.
Yeah. Inner city blues is what we're talking about here from that old Marvin Gaye. Hang-ups. What? Letdowns and what else, Max?
Setbacks.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey.
Natural
what, Spanky?
Fact is.
So what, Frank? You can't what? You can't even pay your taxes. Oh, make you wanna holler.
Throw up both my hands.
How many times have you thrown your hands up, Frank?
I don't do it as much as Max does.
You sure? Max, how many times have you thrown your hands up?
I'm done.
Oh, yeah. It's telling me to come to this bed.
It goes with anything.
Anything at all.
Anything.
Yeah.
That one time, remember that one time we went to the house on the job?
Oh, yes.
Cold. It's kind of chilly outside.
Yeah, it was.
I think Max was just getting in the car.
Sure was.
He didn't like how that fit was.
No.
What you see him do?
I'm done. Time to move on.
I think you do all those paperwork.
Man, listen.
You choice cuss word.
Yeah, he did.
I said, what's wrong, man? It's like, you're in a fucking car. Can't fit in the car.
That's what I'm talking about. So y'all feel me on this one, didn't you? All all day. Inner City Blues. What do you think, Spanky? Did I hit it on the button on this one?
That was on the one. We got back to our roots right there.
All day, man. All
right. You got another one on this list?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go here, right?
Why don't we take a quick break?
All right, then.
Slow Jams with Hester, episode 5, and we will come back.
All day.
Probably with our last segment.
What would that go be?
We'll get out of here.
All right, then.
Peace.
Hey, coming right back at you, y'all. Coming to you real quick. Slow Jams with Hester coming back with you real strong with some old Billy Idol. You feel me on that, man?
I feel
you. Are you familiar with him? What about you, Spank?
Not really familiar with Billy, man. He's before my time.
I love Billy Idol. Crazy old dude, really. Huh? Because he'd just come out all the time and he'd talk about you, too. He was known for spitting on people all the time, too. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, man. He's always doing that. Don't call me
on the phone to say you what.
There you go. Eyes without what, Max?
Is he still living?
Yeah, he's still living. What'd he say?
You don't see that already?
Oh, no, man. He said he's doing, man. He had to go there.
What am I doing? That's
he said he's pulling on his...
He's pulling on his nipples, man.
Come on. You gonna call my name out.
Come and get a tug.
Hey, listen, man. And this is why I pay. Eyes without a face.
Nipples without rings.
Did you see that?
How many dollars?
Did you see that?
Man.
How many dollars have you touched your day to this song?
Coming to you live.
On stage number 2.
Hey, I'm telling you that. Hey, Bunny. Yeah, hey, you knew who I was
it's
when I was doing that, right?
Mercedes.
I got a man on my team playing with his nipples all day, man.
And you know Hester had to sit on. Hester had to sit on Pervert Row too because if he didn't, he's so damn short he couldn't see over everybody else.
Oh man! Wait, you see, I call my name.
You ever seen the man with a nipple ring?
Hey, listen, I ain't trying to see. People sit up there calling my name.
You want to?
What's he doing?
You got him busting with that.
That's the point.
Yeah.
You
want
to
get your
nipples pierced?
No, I ain't nobody doing all that now.
Well, I don't know what's going on. All you do not know, our friend Max here does have nipple rings.
Yeah, see?
I don't think Hester knew he had nipple rings.
So we have an understanding. Okay? Now, I'll share with you why he did that. I don't know. Listen. I think it might have something to do with the accident that he had because he's been walking kind of strange for a few days since he's been here. Right? Max, you want to really tell us what happened? You want to pull your shirt up, pull out with some nipples and everything. See how he keep on grabbing that cup of straw and sucking on it? I don't understand that, man. And then he going to pull his nipples up and show it. Hey, for all my fans, all our fans out there, Frank, what do you think? How you think
maybe
we
just do it? Maybe he's done too many eagle exercises.
You're very promiscuous.
Man, forget about me being on fries. What you on really, man? I mean, what are you really on? Okay? You want to come and work at McDonald's?
I guess we call it sexual white chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, we can put you on lettuce. And if you're lettuce, you can make hamburgers. Hey, let's talk about, did we see a picture of Branch last night? And who was he holding up beside him?
Oh, damn.
Little Nuggets, man. Ooh, look just like
Little Nuggets.
You can't even deny that child. I'm telling you.
You are just not denying that.
You can't
that
go
one.
Nowhere, man. Because
my 1-year-old.
That was you at the age of 25. How old are you now? He was holding right beside him.
29.
Have you seen that picture, Frank?
We need to show you that picture. What, you ripping on his kid now?
Well, he said his kid looks like he's 25.
Beautiful.
The baby. The baby's beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
I know my baby.
That baby's
beautiful.
Big, so you can't deny it. She's big.
You are. You have insulted everybody today.
Come on now, man.
You have insulted Rebecca today. You are insulting our teammates' kids.
Oh, man. No.
Nipples over here.
You've been insulting Max wearing spandex pants and having nipple rings.
Max needed his part. I'm going to tell you that now.
All I got to say is when I look at my daughter's legs, I know it's my daughter's legs.
Touche. Touche. Yeah, you got me on that one.
Absolutely.
That one, I wasn't trying to make fun of the baby girl, because when me and Max was having a conversation, when I seen the picture, I said, man, look at her. She, Matt Branch cannot deny this child.
Backstroke.
Because say, listen, I ain't backstroking. I'm going to show the child back here.
Special Olympics he backstroke.
He blended in too, right? So we're going to break off here. This next tune I got blending in right here.
Is this Pink Floyd?
No, this isn't Pink Floyd. Go ahead, hit it, Max.
I think we're going to drive this off home.
We're going to drive. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
See, part of our job is always driving. We always got something to say about us driving. Who's what?
Who's gonna tell you when?
When? Frankie gonna tell us when.
I'm gonna tell you when.
This is. No. Frankie gonna tell you, yo, you done already passed up the house.
Say when.
Yeah, go ahead. Say when.
Say when.
When?
We passed up a couple of houses that one day.
Well, Hester has this bad. This bad habit of. He wants to park right in front of the driveway.
Right, yes.
Unlike Hester, you cannot park in front of this guy's driveway, man.
I can't go on doing this, Frankie. Go ahead.
And I really don't want you parking right in front of the house that we're going to.
Well, nothing's wrong.
Yeah, that happens too. How many times did that happen the other night?
Last night, a lot.
It's jacked up. The other night, whatever we did. I'm just glad I didn't get hollered at and everything. Did I get a gig on those, man? I didn't get no gig, though, did I? How many of them up to?
We can take care of that right now. Parking in front of the driveway.
Here's my song.
Careful. Careful, Hester.
Who's going to write you up? Listen to my words. Here we go, friends. Who's what now?
Who's going to hang it up?
Who's going to hang it up? Frankie is. Watch. When you.
Well, that's coming.
When you go. Yeah.
Those days are approaching.
I can't go on, man.
Those days are approaching rapidly.
Yeah. All day he's crying. Yes, indeed. That's a good song you threw out there, man.
Well, you know.
Who told you to play that
one? I'm just going off.
He's
going
rogue. That's on your sheet, though, right?
It's on the DJ's
on the road. Sheet. Okay.
I'm throwing it out there.
Hey, listen, you ain't going to pull your nipples out again anymore.
You never
Why don't we give me a little Hill Street.
Yeah, we're going to get ready to help.
We're going to get ready to wrap up.
Bring his home.
Wrap up episode 5. been amazing.
Yeah. 69 listeners.
Yes, 69 listeners.
Again, thank you.
69.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate that.
Again, I challenge you. Tell 5 of your friends to give us a listen. Let's see if we can't get episode 5 up over 100. That'd be awesome.
Most definitely.
Again, shout out to the guys that help us do our gig.
Yeah.
You're always there answering the phone. You guys know who you are.
Exactly. I got another shout out to give, too. That's one special person.
Don't say Rebecca, because you already ripped on her this schedule.
Yeah, well, sweetie, we were good, but you know who I'm talking about in reference to. Can't mention that name, but he wrote a decent article on me, a very personal article about how he and I have grown together throughout the years. I want to say thank you very much. You know who you are. Those words of kindness, those words of wisdom, the thoughtfulness that you've always shared with me my whole life. I want a bunch of gratitude to you, sir. And I mean that from myself, from Mr. Spangler, from Mr. Richard Max, and from Mr. Branch.
Richard Harrell.
I've just changed names.
Richard.
I keep them guessing.
Richard Marks.
Max Richardson. How are you going to say it?
Just put it out there. You can find me now. I'm like, right. Until my date of birth and social.
Right.
Yeah.
Dang it, dude.
It's fantastic.
You're going to tell everybody our names, but your buddy, you ain't going to tell them.
I'll go with that Mr. Herbert Miller.
There you go. Herbert Miller.
Much love, much respect to you, sir.
Down on the avenue.
Thanks for listening.
Off of 10th Street.
Thank you for listening.
As you know, the budget committee.
Oh, man. We're running out.
Them slow jams with Hester. always find something for you to go do.
Oh, right? Man. Yes.
There, we had almost a conflict.
Uh-oh.
Because I originally had you scheduled for the All-Star Midget Wrestling.
Right. I remember
that. It was going to be here in town Saturday.
We rode past that. I think it was last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in my negotiations with them broke down because I wanted you to actually wrestle this time and get a title shot.
Uh-oh.
And they wouldn't do it. So I passed up on that. So we are now sending you to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, okay. Man, West Coast again? That's West, ain't it?
Hey,
listen. That is West, ain't it?
It's definitely west of the Mississippi.
Here we go. Slow down.
No, you're going to go to Las Vegas.
Okay.
You're specifically going to Circus.
Circus.
Which is kind of fitting.
What is that?
What is Circus that? Circus is a casino, hotel, resort type thing.
Okay,
all right.
Right.
You are going out there to be part of Chocolate Thunder.
Oh my gosh.
The world's first ever midget all-male review strip show.
Yes! I can picture it now.
Chocolate Thunder down under.
Chocolate Thunder all-male review midget strip show. Starring Nate Hester.
Wow.
And we're going to see how many dollars you get tucked.
Tanzania's going to be listening now.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I'll say that for $1.
So that's where you're going. Man. You're going to go out there and use all your talents.
Man. You should get plenty of dollars because that plane trip back is on you.
No, that's a round trip ticket.
Motivation.
It's a one-way ticket.
Motivation.
Yeah.
Well, if I have to call one of you individuals to come to pick you up, you better not hesitate. That's all I got to
say. You gotta shake it to make it.
Yeah, sure.
Shake your tail feather. I'm going to have to come up with something.
Make sure you take the J5.
Oh, definitely. You know, can't go nowhere without that J5.
The Jimi Hendrix head, man.
Shake your head.
That's what you need to do at Circus.
Oh my goodness.
Shake that head.
All day, he cried.
Both of them.
Hell yeah. Okay. All righty then. I think enough said on that one.
Hi. You've been listening to Slow Jams with Hester, episode 5.
Much love to everybody.
Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Thank you.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yes, indeed.
Again, you can look us up on Instagram, Twitter.
What's our Twitter?
@ Hester Slow.
Boy, he put that in parentheses. Hester Slow. Man, let's hear it for Spanky. Spanky.
It is hashtag, though.
Okay, gotcha.
So we'll just keep this thing rolling, man, as long as we can. As long as we're together. Let's put it that way. So that's it, man. We're out. Episode 5. Get us above 100, man. Tell your friends.
Tell everybody.
That's about it.
Yep.
Anything else?
Episode 5 in the books.
We appreciate you out there.
We out.